Hi, it's Chris Watkin here. Another video in my series of talking to self-employed estate agents, looking at both the good and the bad. Lee Armstrong, you have been a self-employed agent with the Fine & Country Network in Derbyshire for how long?
3 years now.
3 years now.
Yep.
Before we talk about that, I'd like to take us back slightly and talk about what the hell did you want to become an estate agent in the first place? And when was that?
So in total, I've been in the industry now for 23 years.
23 years, you get less of a murder, mate.
Yeah. Why did I want to be an estate agent? I took the job because there was a Renault Clio on offer.
Hey.
And thought, well, why not? Give it a go. See okay. if I like it.
Okay, so when, what year was that then?
Was 23 years ago from today.
2020, so that would be
1997.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's a good year for starting an estate agency? The mid-late 90s weren't good, great years.
Not great, but I think it was definitely coming out of the
yes, it was.
The doldrums at that point.
Who was that with and where was it?
It was with Frank Innes, back in the Black Horse Agency's days.
Oh.
And I stayed with them for quite a number of years.
How long was that changes. For?
I was probably there for 7 or 8 years in total.
Okay.
Out of their West Bridgeford office.
There you go. I used to work in West Bridgeford.
Did you now?
Yeah, I worked 2002 to 2004.
Right, okay. Yeah.
Good year, good market.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, great job. Yeah.
Lovely place. Really,
probably
really
crossed
really
swords then, didn't we?
Maybe.
There you go.
Yeah.
In a nice way. Yeah, great town.
It was good. Really good team of people. That was sort of my grounding into estate agents, if you like. So, came in very much as a sort of trainee and did all the couple of viewings and visit all the repossession properties and all of that sort of thing to start with, and then gradually work my way up from that to be a negotiator, to be a senior negotiator, to be a valuer, to become a branch manager. So my first branch manager role was across in Bingham.
Oh, the Market Square.
Yeah,
I like that. I'm from Grantham, you see, so I know about these things.
Had some great times working for them.
Good stuff.
And, some really good training and background and industry knowledge gained from that.
So you left them in what, 07, 08?
Yeah.
What made you move?
At the time, an independent agent came in, offered me a position.
Waving money in front of your eyes.
Yeah, and a nice car and nice money. And it was like, yeah, okay, let's give that one a go.
Okay, so who was that then?
That was Richard Watkinson and Partners.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, good firm. Yeah, worked for them for a few years.
Okay.
This
must have been during the credit crunch.
That was just before.
Okay.
Yeah. I had some good times with them. Then decided to work for Savills.
Very nice.
On the auction side of the business, though. Not
so I'm saying, I don't think your voice is posh enough for...
No. So I did a...
You haven't got a double year. Barrel name, have you? No.
No, I haven't.
There you go, that completes it.
So I did a year or so with Savills on the auction side of the business and then left there. Then found a job with Your Move.
Okay. What year was that then, roughly?
That was 2008.
Okay. So we're just about to go pop.
Yeah. I think we're just about popped.
Okay.
But there was a job that came up with Your Move as a branch manager at the Loughborough office. And stayed there for the whole 10 years. So I went from the Loughborough office across to the Leicester City Centre office. Some great times there as well, building a team, building some good results out of that.
So you worked for most of the corporates, because Frank Innes is part of Countrywide now.
Indeed, yep.
Your Move is part of LSL.
Indeed.
What did you enjoy about working for a corporate?
There was a good team ethic, I think, within those companies.
Okay, what about the structure and the training?
Very good, yeah. Continual sort of training courses that they were always putting you up for. So there was good support there. There was good sort of, if you needed help, you always had a network of people that you could go to for assistance.
Did you have any frustrations, especially towards the end?
Yes.
What were they?
A multitude. I think working for a corporate agent, you're not just responsible for selling a house. You're responsible for a financial services income and making sure you penetrate enough of your sales with a mortgage. You're responsible for conveyancing, you're responsible for lettings, you're responsible for pretty much, well, there's five or six different income streams that they make you sort of look after, really, at the end of the day. And if you're underperforming in any one of those income streams, then you're made to go on a conference call and all sorts of.
How did that make you feel when you were, you know, flying at state agents? Because I mean, I know that, you know, the brands you're talking about, big, especially in Loughborough, I used to work in Loughborough, very powerful brands, big players. How did it make you feel that you were selling lots of houses, doing mortgages, but you were beating up because probably you hadn't sold enough conveyancings?
It was, I felt quite ridiculous at times because I could see the profit I was bringing into their organisation. I could see that.
Wasn't the right profit though, was it?
Well, no, you know, because it had to be from all five different income streams. You could have the best business in the world selling the most houses and doing a reasonable result with your mortgage and bringing loads of profit. But if you didn't hit that this target or that target, yeah, you were hauled over the coals.
How did that make you feel?
Frustrated. Totally frustrated. And the other thing which was more frustrating was every single year you were given an income target and you'd bonus on the back of it and you'd hit that income target. And then the year after it, that would almost double in terms of your income target. And then the year after that, it would almost double again. And they just made it almost impossible to hit your bonus structure that were putting in place. And at the same time, they were taking away more resource from you. So there were just so many frustrations, really, I think, within the way that it was structured. And there always seemed to be quite a lot of change at the top as well. So as much as you had somebody at the top of the organisation with a focus on one thing, a few months later it would almost change and then, oh, you've got to focus on this bit now. And then this bit. So it was really fluctuating in terms of what they wanted you to do and what you wanted to hit.
So what year did you decide that there had to be a different way?
Just before I joined Finding Country, in reality.
What year was that?
So, 2017.
Okay.
Yeah. Just had my best ever year.
Yeah.
In agency with an office. We bought in, I think it was £160,000 profit, something like that, which for a pretty decent result. And then, as I say, that's when they took some staff away from me and then jumped the target up to a ridiculous level, which meant, I'm not going to hit that. Huh? And I was being offered positions with other agents at the time. I thought, I can do this myself, I think.
Okay.
And there were a few different people, again, that came to me and said, look, if you were to set your own business up, we'd back you on that side of it. So I was at the cusp of, what do I do? Do I stick with what I know? Do I stay in the corporate and move up to that area manager type level and look after several offices?
Did you fancy that?
No. No, because that's not a state agency.
No.
That's just number crunching and managing people. And the best one in the world, managing people, is probably one of the hardest bits of the job. Mm. So, no, area manager wasn't for me. It was all, I wanted to be an estate agent. The thought process was, do I set my own business up and take the risk?
I mean, what surely you must have had some fears of, you know, you've got your family, you've got your house, roof to put over their head, mortgage, all this.
Mm.
What did your family say?
They were really supportive, actually. Really supportive. My wife particularly, she's self-employed herself.
Okay, so she's already in the mindset.
So she's already in that mindset.
Do you think that helped?
Massively, yeah. Yeah. And it also kind of helped because when I told my boss that I was going to come and do this at Finding Country, work self-employed, they said, well, if it don't work out, you can come back and we'll give you a pay rise as well. So there was a nice cushion to go back on if it didn't work out. But fortunately for me, after a lot of hard work and hard effort, it's definitely, definitely the right move.
Did you almost have to save yourself up a little nest egg to protect yourself for the first 6 months?
I didn't. I probably should have. But I didn't, and I just took a leap of faith.
That takes some balls, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Took some balls.
It did, indeed. Because like you say, I've got family, I've got kids, I've got bills to pay. But when you know you've got that, you work hard. You don't stop until you earn some money, really, at the end of the day. And that was a massive...
Have you stopped since?
No.
Because surely that ruins your work-life balance, doesn't it?
I've got the best work-life balance I've ever had.
And are you happy?
Yep.
So how have you changed from being an employed agent to a self-employed agent?
The being self-employed, you are accountable to yourself.
That's big stuff, mate.
Yeah.
Because
I think thrive.
Because I've seen plenty like you,
yep.
Corporate boys, thinks they're the bee's knees, branch manager, great at listing, never generated their own business in their life,
mm-hmm.
Walk through a self-employed agency door and 6 months later they're back.
Yeah, absolutely. Because they still want to be spoon-fed.
And what would you say to those people who are starting to badmouth the self-employed model because they didn't work?
If you haven't tried it and put the effort in, you can't criticise it. Because for me, I had that goal, I had to earn money, and I put non-stop action into making sure I got the earnings coming in.
And what does this action look like?
Well, you can't just sit in the office and wait for the phones to ring. That doesn't work.
Doesn't it?
Particularly where I started, because where I started in Derbyshire, it was a cold start office. There was no fine and country previous clients or anything along those lines. So I had to go out there and I had to network incredibly hard. I had to go visit clients that were on the market and talk to them about what they were looking to move to. And I really pounded the streets for the first year. I was pounding the streets, talking to as many possible people as I could.
Well, that doesn't sound like rocket science to me, mate.
It shouldn't do, no. But
Why aren't people doing that?
Because a lot of agents rely on teams of people behind them that can feed stuff through to them to start with. I don't do that. I do it myself. A lot of agents, they're just not brought up with that mindset, I think. And
okay, so
this is the difference.
How long have you been going now? 2 years, 3 years?
3 years, yeah.
Okay, and what's your average sort of fee that you're getting?
So in 2019, the average fee was £16,100.
Are you sure you haven't moved the decimal place, the one?
£16,100.
And you're doing all right?
2019, we did £500,000, just over. This year, the office has got a goal, and I believe we'll hit it, because I've now got people working with me on the same self-employed model, to do £1 million.
Pretty big numbers, mate.
Yeah, yeah. But between the five of us,
okay,
you break that down individually, it's achievable. And the market's a decent market in Derbyshire.
How much of that has got to do with A, the brand, the Finer mm-hmm. Country brand, B, the Sean Newman model, and C, you?
The Finer Country brand is great. You know, they've got the marketing, absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, let's be frank, there are plenty of Finer Countries that are pulling trees up.
Yeah, yeah. It's down to the individual execution of what we've got.
Okay.
Sean and his model, I think, gives massive incentive to the individual to go out there.
Because roughly you've got to pay half. You know, you've got to pay a big chunk of the fee over, but yeah. He covers the cost of the rent and the and the marketing and things like that. So you haven't got to worry about that.
No.
What else does he bring you to the party? Accountability.
There's that definitely. The support that we have within the people that I work with. On a regional level, are, in my opinion, some of the best estate agents that I've ever had the privilege to work with. I've just been on a two-day training course with John Hanford, who you probably know, and just phenomenal learning and sort of absorbing just the ideas as a group of individuals. It is fantastic, and every single month we sit down and we...
You'd pay thousands for that, wouldn't you?
You would. You absolutely would, but... to be honest, I don't mind paying for training, for good training. That's all part now of my ethos towards estate agents.
But if you actually think about it, the likes of John and Hanford's are all there in your same boat doing the same thing.
Absolutely, yeah. And if I need any help or any advice, I can pick the phone up and I can talk to some really key people within the business that have been there, walked the shoes and been able to...
Because I was talking to Brendan and he said, he has responsibility in the Finer Country, but at the same time, he also goes out and puts his own properties on the market.
I wouldn't do the job if it wasn't out there doing the role itself, actually being an estate agent, listing the houses, dealing with the clients. And that's, I think, why we get the better fees as well.
What would you change
about Ron?
Of yourself or Sean or...
What would I change?
I'd be honest.
Yeah. Very little that I can think of right now, because it's just doing this job has renewed my love for estate agency. Because I knew when I first did it, I really enjoyed it. That's why I drive around with a nice clear and all that. But I really, the longer you're in it, the more people you're reporting to, the more pressure that's put on you. Doing this, as I say, I'm now accountable to myself. It's my job, it's my company, it's my income at the end of the day. And I just love this job more than, and I've learned more in those 3 years, I believe, about being an estate agent than just the corporate way of doing it. So
thank you very much.
But yeah, I do. I absolutely love the job completely. It's just the best part of being an estate agent, and you're doing it for yourself.